Hey, you guys. So a lot has been happening, right? Yes, we are still in a pandemic. Businesses are still growing. And with that, I have some good news to share with you. Okay, so how many of you are actually using video in your business? Like, I sure as hell hope that you're using video in your business. Like, we've been talking about how video can exponentially grow your business for like the past couple of years, right? So video is where it's at. And we have some major news that just happened with Pinterest. But first, let me go over some of the things that's changed or some of the things that has happened over the last couple of weeks. So Pinterest just announced this week there are now over 400 million active monthly users. Y'all, it was like 367, like not even 2 months ago, like maybe 4 weeks ago, it was 367. So as you guys can see, Pinterest users are increasing, and this new growth is actually fueled by millennials, Gen Z, and men. Yes, new men subscribers have almost increased by 50%. Okay, so men are hopping on over to Pinterest, you guys. So if you got something that are for men, even if it's like helping men pick out, gifts for other people or something like that, like don't forget the men because men are coming over to Pinterest. Okay, so let's make them feel welcomed and let's get it done. And like I said, as a people, we love videos, right? So Pinterest also discovered that video views are up 3 times compared to this time last year. But this is what gets me, you guys. Pinners have stated that they are 2.6 times more likely to actually purchase a product after watching a branded video. So yes, videos do actually help your business grow. And Pinterest is going to make it easier for videos to be discovered. So let's go back to this major, major update. Some good news that just happened, right? So for those of you who are not familiar with Vimeo, it's kind of like similar to like YouTube, right? It is a video sharing platform. Back in February, they announced Vimeo Create. And Vimeo Create is for content creators and business owners. And what it allows you to do is actually edit and create videos. So it has like a series of editing tools such as templates, text overlay, and other tools to kind of help you make your videos stand out, but also look more professional and cohesive with your branding. So if you're looking for like professional videos, but you really don't have the skills, you definitely want to check out Vimeo Create. So just this week, Pinterest and Vimeo announced their new partnership. So this way, Vimeo Create users can easily upload their videos to Pinterest and make them easier to discover. Now, here's a little bit of a disclaimer. Vimeo Create is a paid subscription service, you guys. Don't quote me on it, but I think it's like $25 or something per month. So look at it, check it out. And decide if it's going to be best for you or if there is a different video editing software that you would want to use. But here are going to be some tips that I would recommend for making the most out of your videos, even if you don't use Vimeo Create. Number one, be purposeful. Don't just upload a video to say you've uploaded it. Make sure that it helps you achieve your goal. So go back to the consumer buying journey. Remember, this is the first step because they're just now getting to discover you. Kiss. Keep it short and simple. Because Pinterest is for people discovering new ideas, you have to get their initial buy-in. They won't just commit to watching a 20-minute video from somebody they've never met. Remember, they don't even know you. So keep the video less than a minute. Times can vary for videos, so it could be as short as like 6 seconds, only if you're able to properly convey your message and drive them to your website within that time frame. So keep it less than 60 seconds, you guys, to get the initial buy-in, drive curiosity, get them on your website. You don't have to try to sell them within that first 6 seconds. You don't have to do that. Captions. So videos automatically play with the sound turned off or muted. And most users are usually doing something anyway, like working, watching TV, something where we're supposed to be giving it our undivided attention, but instead we are still searching. So keep this in mind. They may not be able to hear the sound, so use captions and text callouts to make the video easy to follow. And of course, with that, you can create curiosity as well to drive them back to your website. Branding. Always include your branding, but keep it classy. It doesn't need to be so large that they can't see the context or the photo behind it. Try to stay clear of branding in the bottom right hand corner. So Pinterest has this tool. I call it the image search tool, and it's located in the bottom right of each pin. And what it allows you to do is click on it, and then Pinterest will search the platform to see pins that are similar to that pin. So if you're looking for like similar ideas, see what everybody else is doing, or see if somebody's even pinned it already, this is what you would click on, and it would go directly to other pins. So keep that in mind. If you place your logo in the bottom right corner, there's a good chance that the Pinterest icon will actually cover it up and people won't see your branding. Thumbnails. So though Pinterest allows you to select a thumbnail from the video, such as like once you're uploading it on a computer, you can select the thumbnail just by a still image that was captured from the video, I still recommend uploading a separate thumbnail that also includes your text overlay. So I've discussed this previously, but a quick recap, right, is you want to have a title. You want to have something that draws in their attention. You want to make sure that you use your keywords. And of course, you want to make sure that you have your branding as well. But you want the picture to be compelling, right, so they can click on it to learn more. Call to action. Always have a call to action. Direct users to your website or landing page so this way they can sign up for more information, subscribe, whatever your end goal is. And last but certainly not least, always, always, always include a destination link. So Pinterest is in the top three sources of referral traffic. It encourages you and users to use website links, unlike any other social media platform. So don't just include your website on the thumbnail or in the text overlay. Also include it in the destination link so users can just easily click on it and go to the website. So remember, people like easy. So if they can click on it, they'll go. But if they have to try to remember a website you're to open up a separate browser, you kind of lose them in that process. So those are my tips. I want to hear from you guys. Have you tried Vimeo Create yet? Or are you already uploading videos to Pinterest? How is it working for you? And of course, you guys, if you have not done so already, be sure to visit down in the bottom of this page and sign up to receive weekly news and tips on how you can use Pinterest to grow your business. Catch you guys on the next one.